Today on The Good Stuff, I'm going to share the story of the bald eagle and becoming our national symbol. And also, we'll have something Kim's gearing up for over there. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Check it out online at visitvalentine.com. The Niobrara River, number one in the Midwest in river adventures, top 10 in Backpack Magazine's canoeing and kayaking rivers, and of course Merritt Reservoir, home of the Nebraska Star Party, later on this summer. If you want to see dark skies, well, it's an international dark skies park, the first in the state of Nebraska at Merritt Reservoir, and you can find it all online at visitvalentine.com.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark. Every edition, a revelation. Guess what we're talking about? Of course, Tri-State Livestock News. Agriculture may be their focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue. Discover more online at tsln.com. Make sure you get your subscription ordered. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Okay, so I don't know the author on this, but it was sent in a while back to The Good Stuff. The bald eagle has been the national bird of the United States since 1782, when it was placed with outspread wings on the great seal of our country. It appears in many government institutions and on official documents, making it the most pictured bird in all of America. The eagle appears on the president's flag, the mace of the House of Representatives, military insignia, and billions of $1 bills. And why am I telling you this? Well, 4th of July is coming up. We need to get in the mood in this Honor America period. The bald eagle first appeared as an American symbol on a Massachusetts copper cent coined in 1776. Since then, it has appeared on the reverse side of many U.S. coins, notably the silver dollar, half dollar, and quarter, as well as the gold coins, which were christened the eagle, half eagle, quarter eagle, and double eagle. For 6 years, members of Congress held a bitter dispute over what the national emblem should be. It wasn't until 1789 that the bald eagle was finally chosen to represent the new nation. One of the most prominent opponents of the bald eagle status was Benjamin Franklin. In a letter to a friend, Franklin wrote, "I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen as the representative of our country. He is a bird of bad moral character, like those among men who live by sharping and robbing. He is generally poor and often very lousy. The turkey is a much more respectable bird and with a true original native of America." But not all of Congress shared Franklin's sentiments, for bald eagles, like other eagles worldwide, had been seen as symbols of strength, courage, freedom, and immortality for generations. And unlike other eagles, the bald eagle was indigenous only to North America. Some eagles have become notable in American history. Old Abe, the mascot of a Wisconsin regiment during the Civil War, was a constant target of enemy riflemen, but survived 42 battle engagements relatively unscathed. Today, the American bald eagle is protected under the National Emblem Act of 1940. Although once plentiful throughout the continental United States, the bald eagle population has greatly declined in recent times. Farmers and fishermen have killed off many of those eagles for getting too close to their poultry or fishing nets. Gamekeepers have captured them for falconry, and pesticides have killed off some eagles. Most of the bald eagle population can now be found in Alaska, nearby regions of the United States, in Canada and Florida, breeding sanctuaries. President John F. Kennedy wrote to the Audubon Society, "The founding fathers made an appropriate choice when they selected the bald eagle as the emblem of the nation. The fierce beauty and proud independence of this great bird aptly symbolize the strength and freedom of America. But as latter-day citizens, we shall fail our trust if we permit the eagle to disappear." And of course, they're on a comeback now, and you can find them in many parts of the United States. So the bald eagle, a little history lesson for you today on The Good Stuff.
As we're nearing the 4th of July. That is very fitting. Thank you for that. You know, I think on my last program, I had some more information from the Valentine Police Blotter. That's Chief of Police Dana Miller and her administrative assistant, Bobby Johnson. And I had a couple more of those to wrap the program up with. Here's a drug violation reported. And as they comment, "Someone found your weed stash and brought that to us. You'd think one would remember to pick up their treasures. Oh, wait, you were high. Never mind. You likely didn't even realize it was gone."
Yeah, that kind of slips your mind once in a while.
Oh, dear. Not good. Don't do drugs.
Thanks for listening out there on great radio stations like here on South Dakota's KOKK 1210 AM. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on this edition of The Good Stuff.